Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, Housing Data Deep Dive 2022 edition. All right, guys, it's time to look back a little bit at some statistics and kind of see where things are headed for housing. And in order to do that, obviously, we have to do a look back on a few things and then see how that projects forward for the year. There is definitely a lot of confusion out there in the marketplace with regards to the housing market. And when I was at the International Builders Show, one of the things that was done was a study among builders. 25% said this was going to be a great year. 25% said it's going to be a terrible year. And 50% said they had no clue what was happening. So, translation, we don't know. But we can look at some data and make some suggestions and some predictions here as we look through things and just try and make sense of it all. So first off, I'm going to take a look here just locally here in Wisconsin, because I think that's always interesting to kind of look at, you know, some different data and stuff like that. So first off, I have the permit data for my state here of Wisconsin in 2021. Long and short of it, the total number of permits in 2021 was 11,711 permits. Okay, what does that mean? Well, the previous year, there was 12,291 permits throughout the state of Wisconsin. So we're down 4.7%. So building less homes in 2021 versus 2020. So that trend line is going down a little bit. And there are some areas that have seen increases in permits. It's hard to tell sometimes with some municipalities here in Wisconsin, because we may only have a few permits. There's some that may report less than 20 permits. But one of my markets, which has shown the increase, Waukesha County, was up 24.7%. Washington County, which is nearby, was up 20%. So we call them the WOW counties. Ozaukee is the other one. That one was actually down 13%. So those were, you know, overall performed okay. Some of the other areas of interest, if you remember the news and the riots and stuff that were happening in Kenosha, that market actually is up 4.3%. Racine County, which is nearby, that was down 11.9%. So, you know, what this is showing so far is you're seeing an increase in some of the rural markets, but the more metropolitan markets are seeing a decline in the number of permits. So overall, here in Wisconsin, we are down a little bit. Again, that is due to land shortage. It is due to labor shortages and just the cost of construction, I believe. So that's why permits are down slightly. What about inventory? Let's talk about inventory for a moment here in Wisconsin, and then we'll go nationally. So if you're not from Wisconsin and you want to hear more, hang on. We're going to get to the national stuff in a little bit. But here in Wisconsin, for housing, we're going to look at the data from February of 2021 compared to 2020, because that's the most recent data that we have available to us. And it looks like overall closed sales were down 4.7%, so actually pretty similar to the permit data. In fact, almost the exact same percentage year over year. So sales are down, permits are down. Interesting how that's almost directly correlated there. I don't know that there is an actual correlation, but they match up this year. The difference is that the average sale price, I should say median sales price, from February of 2022 to February of 2021 has up 9.3%. 9.3% average sale price. So the number of sales are down, but the average, or the median sale price rather, is up quite a bit. Well, what about some of the other things? Listings. Listings are down a lot. You can see new listings this year over last year, they're down 7.7%. Closed sales, therefore, are down as well, 4.7%, as we had mentioned. And statewide, if we go overall, just number of listings, they're down 17%. So there's way less homes on the market, and that's producing less transactions. So the one thing that I like to factor into all of this is, okay, we have less transactions. Is that a bad thing? You know, potentially, if you're a home buyer, it certainly is, because it means there's less product out there, especially with less listings. But here's the interesting thing. Are the days on the market going up or down? Because that kind of shows the velocity of the market. You know, and the days on the market are going down, it means there's a robust demand for the homes that are coming out there. And that is the case. So statewide, the average days on the market is 95 here in Wisconsin in 2021, and it went down to 82 in 2022. Sorry, I got to throw a lot of numbers at you guys. So days on the market are down quite a bit. In fact, a ton. So that is still a positive sign. That means that, you know, A, we're not overbuilding. B, there isn't enough existing homes on the market for home buyers. And that's why you're seeing the healthy price increases, but you're seeing less transactions because there just isn't enough inventory on the market. Does that make sense? I think it does. When you look at all those things and you start to mesh them together, that makes a ton of sense. Okay, so that's the Wisconsin picture. Now let's take a step back and go a little further, a little broader out, and we're going to look at some national statistics on housing. So let's start with housing affordability, because that's always a huge thing. It always kind of alarms me where the numbers are going. So in 2021 versus, let's go back a couple years, we're going to go to 2019, okay? Let's look at the median home price nationally now. We're talking about the entire United States. In 2019, per the National Association of Realtors, the median home price was $274,000. Okay. In 2021, the median home price is $353,000. Can you believe that? It's went up $75,000, almost $75,000 over those 2 years. That is an incredible jump. It's one of the largest jumps I think we've seen in a very, very long time. So median home value has climbed dramatically. How about payment as part of your income? Let's talk about that. Okay. In 2019, the payment as a percentage of your income was 14.7%. That has climbed into 2021 to 16.3%. So a pretty big jump there. And that means that people are putting more and more money into their houses as a part of their income by quite a bit. And also the thing that we've seen is GDP, the value of GDP for housing has increased quite a bit as well. Almost the same percent. It's in that mid 2% range that we've seen an increase there. So pretty similar range there, showing that housing has continued to grow as a big part of the economy. Excuse me. So let's talk briefly about this income thing. The median family income from 2019 to 2021 has jumped almost $7,000. So that's a good sign, right? Median income is up $7,000, but people are still paying more for their housing by, you know, over 2%. And that's troubling because obviously we are seeing now not only with the cost of housing being higher, but the cost of everything getting higher. In fact, just a few days ago, the inflation data came out, and 8.5% inflation is not good. That is affecting everybody's pocketbook, and unfortunately, the cost of everything from food, fuel, travel, you name it, has went up dramatically. And although wages have went up, there's no way most people are seeing their wages go up 8.5% unless they're in an industry that is just booming. We're not seeing the wages climb that fast. So this inflation is definitely going to put a damper on the market going forward. Okay, so now we know a couple things here, right? We know that the home values have increased. People are spending more money as a percent of their income for their homes nationally. How about just sales? Let's talk about that for a second. Nationally, existing home sales are down 7.2% nationally. It's a pretty big drop. Is that cause for worry? Well, the pending sales are also down 4.1%. So we have less sales. We have less stuff going under contract. What about inventory? What does that mean? What's going on there? Well, from 2019 to 2021, there's a 3.9-month supply of inventory in 2019. Again, a healthy market's around 6 months of inventory. So in 2019, we had a deficiency in housing. In 2021, we're down to a 2.2-month supply of housing. So it has not gotten better. It has gotten worse for numerous reasons. One is obviously low interest rates, demand for housing, especially during the pandemic. And then, a slowdown of construction due to labor, due to shutdowns, due to supply chain, all those kind of things. We have not replenished the inventory and still not replenishing the inventory. And we're still seeing a decline in the months of inventory on the market. So overall numbers on inventory, this is pretty crazy number when you think about this. So in 2019, like we talked about, there was about 1.2 million homes nationally in inventory. Right now there's 760,000. So, you are close to a 500,000 less homes on the market over this 2 year period here. That's pretty alarming when you think about it. Okay, what about average or median? Let's do median sales price here around the country. We're going to divide this into four regions. We've got the West, we've got the South, the Northeast, and the Midwest. That's kind of how they determine the breakdowns of the markets. So the most affordable median price range is the Midwest. So the Midwest at $263,000 median price, and this is for 2021. The most expensive was the West at $498,000 for median sales price. That is a huge number. The South, about $308,000 for a median sales price. So kind of second from the bottom, really. And then the Northeast at $394,000 median sales price. So again, it goes from top to bottom. Western region, most expensive. Northeast coming in next. So your two coastal areas basically are the highest, which makes sense. Then comes the South, and then the Midwest rolling in at the bottom there. So some pretty crazy prices is what we're seeing. So kind of interesting when you start to pull this picture all together, and it just kind of shows not only the impact of this pandemic and how, slowing things down and then putting money into the economy and also the need for more housing and people kind of getting out of some of the urban areas, getting out of these apartments, put an extra demand on the housing. So obviously we saw bumps in sales. Now we've seen reduction in inventory. We've seen a slowdown in production and increased demand, increased pricing, and lack of inventory still tend to plague the market here. Now, what'll be interesting is see how the interest rates affect all of this going forward. And obviously an increase in interest rates should cool this down a little bit, but how long is it going to take to replenish the inventory and get it to normal levels? And obviously pricing is still going up, so pricing increases should slow down a little bit. They were projecting around a 5% increase versus 7 to 9 to 10%. So still going to be a good investment, still going to be a solid market, but definitely going to slow down a bit from the looks of it. And then last but not least, I want to talk about this graph that I saw that's pretty interesting. This just talks about housing shortages and what markets are experiencing housing shortages. And what they do is they compare this by new jobs in the area versus permits. So they say for every new job, every two new jobs, you should have a permit for something in the area. And so they track this and they color code the graph. And it's kind of interesting. They show all these different markets and There's certain ones that have sufficient supply, which would be like a blue blue marking, meaning, you know, your permitting and jobs are pretty much in line. The gray means there's no job creation. There's a lot of the country that just has stagnant. And then you have high housing shortage and then just like a need for permits. So the worst area, of course, is California, where they have huge high housing shortages. The whole west coast of California is deeply red colored. And even the southern part of the state is that pinkish red color, saying that there's more jobs and more jobs created and not enough houses created to meet the demand. That's why the pricing is so high. We look over a couple other states. Actually, Wisconsin shows up in the south central area as we need more permits than what we're creating. And the southern part of Wisconsin here, that Kenosha, Racine area, as well as the Illinois area along Lake Michigan, is all the same, where we have a high housing shortage. So more jobs than permits created. That's interesting. And then you go on the East Coast and it's the same thing. You've got Pennsylvania and Maryland and southern part of New York. All those areas have huge housing shortages and more jobs than the permits that are created. And then the other one that really pops out is the southern tip of Florida on the coastal area, not the Gulf side, but the coastal area, southern tip of Florida, again, showing high housing shortages. So pretty interesting as you look at this. We have just not enough permits, not enough housing creation. That's something that needs to be looked at and addressed, because that is one of the biggest ways that we can help the inventory level, is to build more homes and put more product on. But the amount of regulation, the time it takes to produce a home, and the amount of things that they're requiring to put it in, and the labor shortages are all hampering those efforts. So the more time and effort we put into those things, hopefully the faster we can address the inventory concerns. Guys, hopefully you found this super informative. I'm asking you a favor. I don't ask for much when I do this podcast. I give a lot. I need you to give back. Take a moment. Just a second. Go on to wherever you're listening to the Home Building Hero podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Better yet, write a sentence or two on what you like about the podcast, or hopefully a little compliment, and then submit that. That helps people find us. This helps people learn this information. And if you're enjoying this podcast, I'm sure other people you know, like, and trust will as well. So please take a moment and do that. I'd really appreciate it. All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.